With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Peggy, let's hit him big time.
Uh-oh.
Guess what?
There it is.
Guess what?
There it is.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Y'all have great pulse of the city, and I really love listening to your show.
With John Lopez and Landry Locker, you're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Sports Radio.
It's getting really interesting around here. It's getting really interesting. It was already a short week. It was already an interesting week. Texans versus Panthers, manana, right here on Sports Radio 610. But my gosh, a race that we did not anticipate that is very, very much real. In order to present that to you, I go back to last night's 9 o'clock our time, 7 o'clock our time, actually, 9 o'clock. Actually, 9 o'clock our time, 7 on the West
Coast. Come on, get it right.
Get this right, damn it. Screw time zones. Astros looking for a dub and a big opportunity for the Astros to get this dub. The AL West, over?
Over.
Over?
Over.
Over, according to John Lopez. Done.
Been over.
Pop champagne, but an opportunity for the Astros to lower the Rays' lead for best record in the American League to 2.5 games after the Blue Jays were able to hold off the Rays.
Thanks to who?
The Blue Jays.
The Blue Jays.
The Astros with an opportunity to make it interesting. And bully ball, oh my gosh, it travels. Time zone, East Coast, West Coast, it don't matter. When the Astros decide they want to play Debo bully ball, it happens. We go to the second inning. Kyle Tucker,
man,
at the plate, one of the hottest hitters in baseball, hitting .413, slugging .455, OPS of .788 in his last 23 games. Kyle Tucker at the plates. That's my bike, punk.
Tucker sends one high in the air to right field. All the way back is Rojas looking up. Gone! Home run! Kyle Tucker drives one deep to right field. Home run 27. And the Astros lead this game 2-0.
2-0.
And then what happened?
In the second. And then, in order to be a great team, in order to play bully ball, you're going to have some depth.
You're going to have to bully.
Aledmys Diaz playing third base. Aledmys Diaz, Cuatro Bags, Senor Bellhop.
What change?
Diaz hits the ball hard to center field. Back on it, Lagares, and he'll look up. Back-to-back jacks! Diaz bows Tucker. Hits one to the rocks, and the celebration is on.
You're sitting there thinking, is there really going to be a race for best record in the American League? Surely the Astros can't do this. But we go to the fifth. Best player in franchise history, maybe. Three home runs away from tying a season high. Make it dos.
You don't get involved, I'm going to knock your ass out too. Make a choice.
Altuve hits a high, deep drive to left field. All the way back, Phil Gosselin near the wall. Looking up, that's gone. Jose Altuve with number 29 on the year.
Now, it's one thing for the hottest player in baseball, Kyle Tucker, to drop bombs. It's another thing for Aledmys Diaz, one of the best utility guys in baseball, to drop bombs. We know how Jose Altuve has been doing it for a long time. But say it ain't so. Maldonado.
You take your ass home.
1-0 pitch. Maldonado sends one high and deep to right field, all the way back to the wall, leaping, and it's over the wall and gone. Martin Maldonado on back-to-back nights hitting a home run.
So the Astros get the dub. The Astros win 10-5. And now here we are. The magic number is down to 4. in the AL West with six games remaining against the A's. So you just have to win two of those, and that's a wrap. And you are 2.5 games back of the Tampa Bay Rays with 11 games remaining and three games against those Tampa Bay Rays. Business is picking up. J-Lo, I'm starting to see a real possibility that the Astros could be the one seed in the American League.
I mean, it's out there now. It's absolutely out there now. Big time game for them just to take care of business there. They knew what was in front of them, what had happened. Obviously, seven home runs in the game, four by the Astros. Everybody getting into the party. Correa did a little bit here as well. And all of a sudden, I've been saying for probably two, three weeks, the division's over because they had, I think, 4.5 game lead. And you know, it's just tough to make up that ground. And then they ended up, you know, taking care of business in the division. Now, 2.5, that's workable.
Well, the Rays got the Jays today. The Jays need to win the wild card. They're going to have to play the Yankees three or four times, and then they're going to have to play the Astros.
Yeah.
Astros still got a couple with the Angels, and then they got six with the A's and three with the Rays. So it's very interesting. But that brings me to this question.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get more into this later on throughout the show. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. One of the guys that I respect the most when it comes to baseball around here is saying that it actually might not be a good thing for the Astros to get the one seed. Adam Spillane last night, quote, "Personally, if I'm the Astros, I'd rather finish second and face the White Sox. Right now, the Blue Jays, Red Sox, and Yanks are better teams. With all due respect, I can hear people talking about it might be in the best interest for the Texans to lose because of draft stock, etc." Mm-hmm. I can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get behind the notion that the Astros not having home field advantage in the American League is anything other than a bad thing or anything other than a good thing.
A good thing, yeah.
Because you're going to have to face these teams regardless. In a wild card, they're going to have to probably throw their best dog in that wild card playoff. So their rotation's already going to be off base. So to me, if you're the Astros in front of this electric crowd, We haven't experienced a playoff atmosphere at the Juice Box, which I think is the best atmosphere in this city since Game 7 of the 2019 World Series. The more of those, the merrier. You're going to have to do it anyways. So anything other than getting first place in the American League, the best overall record, to me is not the best thing for the Astros. So I respectfully disagree with the great baseball mind of Adam Spillane.
I get his point, first of all, but I do disagree as well. I think what's key here is how long do those wild card series last? Simply because if, you know, any team you face can kind of manipulate its rotation if it only goes three games or maybe even four games. But if these series, the wild card series, go five, then all of a sudden
They're not five-game series. They're play-ins. Yeah, it's the wild card.
The wild card's five, isn't it?
No, you're talking about the Astros' first series?
No, the wild card, because then anybody who faces those other teams, those teams can manipulate their
rotation. You're talking about the other side?
The other side.
Oh, okay.
They can manipulate their rotation, and that might affect who you're facing.
My point is to get in and get to face the Astros if they're the one seed, you're going to have to probably throw your horses.
Right.
So they're already depleted the very next day. There's the day
right,
off.
Right.
Now, on the other side, I think you're talking about the other side.
That
where if,
faces those teams in the second round.
Yeah.
It depends on how long the wild card series go. So I'm more siding with you. I'd rather have it than not. Put it that way.
I disagree with Spillane.
Yeah, I'd rather have it than not just because of the home field. I mean, come on. Minute Maid Park is just electric. We've all been there in the postseason. It's one of those things that it is a true home field advantage. And there's not a lot of – look, baseball playoffs are always more intense and elevated, but I think in Houston it's even more so.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. So basically, Spo, stick it is what Lopez just says. You can stick it where the sun don't shine. That's what I heard. Landry Locker, John Lopez.
You know what else you can stick?
Figgy Fig with you. What's that?
Are we going to talk about this, Figgy?
What?
You're fake glasses guy now?
No, these are blue light glasses because I've been looking at a computer way too much. My vision's like blurry right now.
Oh, okay.
So those prescription.
No, they're not prescription. They're blue light glasses.
I know what you're, yeah.
You put them on, and they help you look at the computer screen. I look at a computer screen too much.
I could see that.
I've been looking at a TV, and I've been looking at a phone too much.
I've witnessed that.
Yeah, so, like, for some reason, I actually need these at times.
I thought you were pulling a Nick Wright. He used to wear fake glasses all the time.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
and
there
he probably
is.
Did.
Yeah, there is.
And he probably
people
did.
With glasses hate you when you do that.
I don't give a damn about people with glasses. That's what do I worry about people with glasses?
Because your glasses shaming them. Or you're mocking
it's
them.
It's not glasses shaming. It's a compliment.
Making it cool.
Yeah, you're
it's a fashion
you're
statement.
Trying to be them. That's
yeah, but,
actually a
but
compliment.
But they would do anything to not have glasses. Not have to wear glasses.
I don't think you can speak for them on that.
Yes,
people,
I can.
Some people like their glasses.
I think the vast majority of people with vision issues or problems would much rather not have glasses than glasses. And you're mocking them with the fake glasses.
No, first of all,
but I get your point
on
the blue screen.
Nah, the blue light glasses, I think kids are going to be having to wear
Are they
these.
Helping?
Yeah, they do, big time.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very, now I'm looking at it and I'm almost feel like I'm just walked out after being in Las Vegas casino or something for 6 hours.
I'm going to have to try it. Let me try those.
Light outside, yeah.
Let me try those.
Yeah,
with
try it. Look at the screen. You can see.
See what
it's
happens
crazy.
With these
things. You're going to be shocked. See?
It's a little different.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be a little better if your glasses weren't smudged.
Yeah, they're a little bit smudged, but yeah. But yeah, they definitely help. Blue light glasses. I'm serious, man. It's
all right.
It is a
all
definite
right. I thought
thing.
You were that guy.
No, I'm not. I promise not. I'm definitely not. James Palmer is in town from NFL Network. He pretty much summarized, I think, perfectly the situation that's going to go on right down there. I'm pointing to the to NRG Stadium. He summarized what the Texans are up against, and it's something you touched on yesterday, and I really think it's something that's not getting enough attention. They are facing the number one defense in the NFL tomorrow.
Yeah.
And as far as tests for Davis Mills, I saw Aaron Reese put this out there of The Athletic. They're actually facing, and again, it's 2 weeks in.
Mm-hmm.
They're facing the number one, number two, number three defenses in DVOA the next 3 weeks.
Yikes.
So that's kind of a tough situation
for
a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, it is.
And I think James Palmer summarized it perfectly when he did the hair and he sat out front of NRG and he gave this report on NFL
hair.
Network. He definitely did the hair.
Davis Mills, the third-round pick out of Stanford, has been in this building extremely early, staying very late. They believe he's very smart and studies quite a bit as he's trying to prepare on a short week for a Carolina Panthers defense that is number one in points allowed, number one in total yards, number one against the pass, number one against the run, number one in sacks. They have 10 sacks. They have 8 players with at least a half a sack. This Texans offensive line protecting the rookie Mills has only given up 2 sacks, but offensive coordinator Tim Kelly was asked about this Panthers defense, and before the question was even finished, he just said, they're just so fast. They're flying all over the field. He said, Jeremy Chinn is everywhere. They have guys that can absolutely fly on all 3 levels. It's going to be a difficult day for the rookie Davis Mills, but he is preparing like his life depends on it.
Does he feel like he's going to die or something?
Thanks for listening, James Palmer.
I mean, James Palmer is basically making it seem like Davis Mills is going against the 85 Bears.
Well, no, but those numbers don't lie that he shared and I shared yesterday. One of the guys that I respect a whole lot, like a true, true film guy, is Brett Coleman. He actually works for a place called The Film Room. And these guys break down the All 11, the cameras from behind and the defense and the offense, and that's what they do for a living. And he, if you follow him on Twitter, was just raving about exactly what James just talked about there, the way they fly, and he put a lot of whys on fly to the ball as one of the most impressive things he's seen so far this season. So this is no small task.
Yeah, I mean, I think we focus on, mm-hmm. you know, the Christian McCaffreys, the Sam Darnolds and stuff like that. But this defense, yeah. I mean, Hassan Reddick already has 3 sacks. He had 12 and a half last year.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty damn good. So the Texans got their work cut out for him. No one more so than Tim Kelly. David Shaw, coach of Stanford, he's going to sell you on Davis Mills. He joined us earlier. We'll hear what David Shaw had to say. Maybe you'll feel better about Davis Mills at 11 o'clock when you hear from the Stanford coach. But coming up, the last time Davis Mills made his first start versus now. And John Lopez, I love when you make comparisons, but did you really have to go there?
Well, it struck me.
Next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, Davis Mills making his first NFL start tomorrow. What happened the last time Davis Mills made a first start? Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. The man who coached him right here on Sports Radio 610, David Shaw at Stanford. You'll hear from him at 11 o'clock. What happened the last time Davis Mills made a first start, though, at Stanford?
He balled.
You brought this comparison out.
He balled.
He was the top recruit in the nation. Stanford got the dub, and Davis Mills, how'd he look, J-Lo?
I forgot the opponent, but it made me think about, okay, his first start in college, and similar players, and this is key, similar players with similar scouting reports in their first start in the NFL. So I went back, and he was pretty strong at Stanford. Not only threw, I think, two touchdown passes, but caught a touchdown pass as well. So in his first start at Stanford, he did quite well.
Here was Davis Mills after the game, courtesy of the Pac-12 Network, talking about his performance and the Stanford special, kind of a knockoff of the Philly special that we saw in the Super Bowl. Here's Davis Mills after the game on the Pac-12 Network.
Here with Davis Mills, fighting to the end for your first victory under your belt. What was it like out there to get this first one?
It was great. I got to give props to my team. Offensive line blocked great all night. My receivers and running backs were making plays, and the defense played great as well.
Now, one of the highlights wasn't actually you as a quarterback. It was you as a wide receiver. You had some real wide receiver moves. Like, you went up for that ball. What was that?
It was fun. Our little version of the Stanford special. Colby gave me a chance, and I had to go up and make a play. It was fun.
Now, how do you, as a team, there's been a lot of noise on the outside. What are you and your teammates? How have you dealt with this and persevered through it?
We just got to have the mindset that nothing else matters. I'm team first always.
No, and, it all matters.
The first part of the season is behind us now, and we just got to keep building on this.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, there we go. That's all Davis right. Mills, courtesy of Pac-12 Network. So people are getting excited about Davis Mills. People are getting excited, or anxious, I should say. I don't know about excitement, but people are getting excited. But it's going to be on Tim Kelly to do whatever he can with Davis Mills. And it's even more difficult than it would appear on the surface, because you have Marcus Cannon,
who's playing his third game in 11 days at right tackle. You have Laremy Tunsil, who limped off the field in Cleveland. Nico Collins is out 3 to 4 weeks with a hurt shoulder. Danny Amendola, he's going to be out as well. Mm-hmm. So you're already kind of limited when you have to put Davis Mills in for Tyrod Taylor, who had the best QBR in the NFL. And you're also going to have all these other problems. And, oh, by the way, you're facing the best defense in the NFL through 2 weeks. So it's going to be difficult for Timmy Kelly. Here was him talking about, you know, kind of survival mode and how much more difficult his job's going to be tomorrow night right here on Sports Radio 610.
I mean, that's our job, you know, is to figure it out. There's no, you know, Cleveland didn't care. So we can't waste any time on the sideline worried about hypotheticals. We just got to, hey, okay, what do we got to do now? What are we in? What are we out of? Who can do what? And be able to adjust on the fly. You know, one of the many lessons that we've learned here over the however many years, you know, going back to Tennessee, I think it was in 17 there, like we lost all our wideouts. We had to put a running back out there to play wide receiver. So, you know, with the roster limitations in this league, like you got to be able to adjust fast and figure out how to, you know, get through the game if you get into a worst case situation.
He's right, but it's easier said than done.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. But that's what they have to do. They have to figure out a way. Now they're going to call up some. They do have some receivers. They're going to be playing with a running back out there. But certainly with Davis Mills, it makes it even a bigger challenge.
Now, you made a comparison this morning, and I got to say, not the most favorable comparison. You compared this situation to another rookie who got his first start round here, but he started for the old Oilers.
Well, and the reason I thought of that is because, so I looked at his early start with Stanford. It's not a slime ball.
What an absolute slime ball you are.
Blame Brett Coleman. I mentioned him earlier from the film room. He said, watching this Panthers defense is like watching peak Texans defenses under Wade Phillips, as in 2014. And it got me to thinking, that peak Wade Phillips defense faced a later round quarterback, thrust into the starting lineup. I don't know if it was injury or what the reason was. It was either, I think it was Jake Locker was the starter. I forget exactly.
Yeah, it was injury.
So similar to this, thrust into his first start ever slime against
ball.
A Wade Phillips
You're
defense.
Such a slime ball.
Keep in mind, this guy watches film for a living, and he says this looks like a Wade Phillips defense at its peak.
All right,
for the
I can get that. Yeah. I can get down with what the Panthers defense looks like. It's where you're about to go with this.
I'm making an apples-to-apples comparison. Later round quarterback thrust into his first start because of an injury against the Wade Phillips-type defense. So Zach Mettenberger started a game, his first ever, against the Houston Texans.
And Zach Mettenberger. That's where we went.
It comes from a big-time school like Davis Mills. I even looked at his scouting report coming out of LSU, compared it to Davis Mills' scouting report coming out of Stanford. Tell me if you see any similarities here. This was Mettenberger's scouting report in 14. Strong arm, pocket presence, improved decision-making, pro-style offense. All right, let's leave it right there. This is Mills. Quality mechanics, smooth delivery, quality arm, stands tall in the pocket. Oh, yeah. The other one for Zach Mettenberger, stands tall in the pocket. So their scouting reports were very similar programs, thrust into the starting lineup. You know, because of injury to the starter. So Mettenberger faced a Wade Phillips defense. What did Zach Mettenberger do in that game, you ask? He threw an interception, had three passes batted down, was sacked 7 times, threw for 299 now. He did throw for 299 yards, hit 14 times. And the week before and the morning of that game, he famously took a selfie. And J.J. Watt, when he sacked
I remember that. He was not happy.
Took a selfie.
So Zach Mettenberger, Davis Mills.
Yeah.
Great.
It's apples to apples, dude.
Great.
I'm just telling you the circumstances then and the circumstances now.
Great.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
All right, we're 41 days away from the trade deadline. I bring that up and connect it to this breaking news because the Miami Dolphins have been linked to Deshaun Watson from the beginning. Chris Mortensen says those teams have stayed in contact. It's clear that Watson's camp would like him to be in Miami, maybe because of the football situation, maybe because he just wants to be on the gram on a yacht. Who knows? But Dolphins head coach Brian Flores announced today that after further testing, Tua has fractured ribs and won't play this week. Now, I don't know how long you're out with fractured ribs. I've seen some players a couple of weeks and you just wear some extra protection, but Tua is out. The injury bug is already creeping up. Miami Dolphins, we're going to evaluate Tua. Gotta wonder, 41 days from now, with Tua already missing games, could Deshaun Watson be heading to the 305?
It doesn't hurt, man. It definitely does not hurt.
What, fractured ribs?
Well, that hurts. Boy, that's one of the. I have never had one, but
I have.
They say that's a bad. You can't even breathe.
No, you can't, and it feels like you're getting stabbed with a knife right here. It's really painful.
Oh.
You almost like try to breathe, like you almost try to like sneak your breath through your throat,
like just little bitty.
Yeah, you almost like try to act like it's like hugging the wall, like you're sneaking in your house late at night back in high school or something like
that. It doesn't hurt, that's for sure. You said it. 41 days. Who was number 41? 41 days.
Dirk Nowitzki.
There's a good one.
Dirk Nowitzki.
To the trade deadline. And they're starting someone called Reed Sinnett as the they're starting Jacoby Brissett, but the backup is Reed Sinnett. What can you tell me about Reed Sinnett?
Nothing. Coming up, the deception of tomorrow night. Deceptive speed and John McClain's deception with Lovie Smith next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It, presented by Inspirity.com. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
Well, there's a lot of deception going on tomorrow at NRG. I'm pointing at it right now. I'm looking at it. Look at it. Look at that.
Looks lovely, beautiful. What a beautiful
lovely,
day, by the
lovely
way.
Lovely place. Lovely place. Is this the first day of
what's
fall?
What's that thing next
no,
to it?
No, it just feels like it.
I thought today was the first day of fall.
Is it?
I don't know. I thought it just
feels like
Sean's it. Sean's wife was talking about it like it is. She said, hello, fall. Was she just like saying it feels like it or?
Yeah.
When is the first day of fall?
I am looking September 22nd. It's today.
Yeah. Okay. There we go.
This
is why you can't, like, he said that like he was so sure of it. No, it just feels like it. I don't know.
Well, I was
John,
sure. I was sure of it.
I mean, you just sounded so sure of yourself, and it actually is the first day of fall.
Forgive me for being sure of myself.
Apologize to Sean's wife.
I didn't say anything about her.
Apologize to Amy.
Sorry, Amy.
Thank you.
Gosh, what did I do?
Why are you doing Amy like that?
Maybe she meant it feels like it.
Yeah, that's what she said.
That's what I said.
But she said it was the first day.
I said maybe.
It's first day. When do they start selling pumpkin spice at Starbucks?
They already did.
That's the worst.
About 3 weeks ago.
That's the worst. Just the worst.
Who do I blame for this? Because there's a lot of things that you can blame certain people for. Who do I blame for this pumpkin spice thing?
White people.
Race car!
That's y'all bad.
I don't think he's wrong.
That's y'all bad,
I don't think
man.
He's wrong. I really don't. You know,
it's your favorite time of the year.
Yep. I hate pumpkin spice anything except coffee. Pumpkin spice coffee is pretty good.
I like pumpkin seeds.
I like pumpkin pie. Anything pumpkin is different. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, you know, they have pumpkin spice candy and pumpkin spice, you know, candles and all this other stuff. I'm like, dude, that's the worst development.
It's all in the grocery store, too. They got their own section of pumpkin spice anything.
Pumpkin spice coffee, I'll give you. And that's probably where it started. We could probably blame Starbucks, to be honest.
When do you put up Halloween decorations?
We went
to the U of H game with one of our sales people, Lauren.
Yeah.
And she was talking about, you know, oh, I get to put up the Halloween decorations. I was like, when?
Yeah.
And I guess she said October 1st? That seems a little early. I think mid-October for Halloween. I don't think Halloween deserves
I'll give you a pass if it's October. If you're seeing some now, and there are some now.
Really?
Yeah.
It's some now, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's,
you know you live on a golf course when people are already putting up.
You know you're bored. You don't have anything to do.
Some golfers are on the course.
Yes, in the suburbs. You're bored.
Are kids still trick-or-treating as much now?
My neighborhood does pretty well. We do pretty
well.
Some
golfers are on the course.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you put – have you ever been one of those that puts the bucket out, or do you actually walk out?
No, no. I like sitting out there, got a little beverage by my side.
You're one of those?
Yes. I was one of those when I took my kids trick-or-treating.
Y'all just sit outside?
Yeah, front yard. Just chill, man. The weather's good. What's wrong with that? Enjoy the holiday. You don't enjoy Halloween? Are you an anti-Halloween person?
No, I mean, it's a kid's favorite.
Yeah.
Like, I do think that it's gotten I don't know, man. Like, maybe I'm just kind of a grouch sometimes about certain things. But I can get down with, like, anything Christmas. Like, if you want to go look at Christmas lights, you want to, you know, caroling is a little bit weird. I don't want you knocking on my door and singing. It's kind of like a mariachi band. Like, if I want you to entertain me through music, then I'll go to you.
But aren't you in the spirit?
If I want you to entertain me through music, I'll go to you. Okay? Like, there are some things that are great, but you got to go to it. You're either in the mood for live music or you're not. You don't knock on my door or come to my dinner table and start singing to me. All right? That's one of those things. But my point is, I feel like at a certain point, and I might get in trouble because my favorite person in this building is our big boss.
Yeah, she loves Halloween.
I don't get it. I don't get in the Halloween spirit. That's just me. I get in the Christmas spirit.
I like it for the kids.
No, yes. Yeah. But like,
I sit on
it's
my
way front past point. The kids now.
You know, people start planning out their Halloween. Aaron Rodgers said, I don't know if he was serious or not. He said he was growing out his hair for his Halloween costume
for a
year. People start planning out their Halloween costume for a year. I cannot get in the Halloween spirit. I can't.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I just can't get into
Halloween's
it.
Halloween's a good, very good holiday.
What? Why? For kids?
Well,
what's so great about it?
For kids and some adults, and I'll get to that. For kids, I love sitting out on the front porch. They're so excited. They just come running up across your yard, and their parents are like, don't walk on the grass. And I'm like, it's all right. Doesn't matter, man. We all been there. You just want to get to the next house, and you give them their candy, and thank you. And you see the variants of costumes. Some people have very simple. Some have very complex. And then, of course, sometimes you get your family over. You have whatever. We always make chili, you know, and just have a good time. Halloween's a great.
That's the good part of Halloween.
That's the good part of Halloween. And then there's the other part of Halloween women love. Because
they like to dress skanky with an excuse. They like to dress skanky with an excuse.
Women,
and ladies, no disrespect, you know it. 713-572-4610. Shout out to the female loopholes. You like to dress slutty and have an excuse doing it.
Women like Halloween because they get a free pass to let out their inner slut.
It's true.
It's true.
It's true.
Absolutely.
100% true.
Yeah.
And you know what? More power to you.
That's what I'm saying. So how can you not like that holiday?
That's fine. I mean, it's just, I just can't get in the Halloween spirit.
Yeah.
The other thing that I'm worried about, man, I'm just becoming like an old grouch overnight. The other thing that I'm worried about as far as Halloween is I feel like there's a generation. I'm going to blame my generation for this because a lot of them are having kids and stuff, and they have kids who go trick-or-treating. too many hipsters that are overthinking stuff. I don't want you eating this much candy. There's too much gluten in here.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know how many kids these days have been born and their parents won't even take them to McDonald's to get a Happy Meal because they're overthinking stuff and saying, I don't want you to eat this. Like, that to me is a damn shame. You can't let Johnny go get some Milk Duds, M&M's, Three Musketeers, maybe some Gobstoppers and all that because you're overthinking stuff. Like, that, I feel bad for some kids because there are some parents that won't let them go to McDonald's and get a Happy Meal. They won't let them go get some candy trick-or-treating.
I agree. I totally agree. I used to tell my kids, if it's in the wrapper, you can have whatever you want. You know, if it's in the original wrapper. Now, what kind of adult who's passing out Halloween treats, like, puts popcorn in a little bag?
Apples.
Nobody's going to eat that because that's not in the original bag. Apple, pencils.
I used to get the apples.
Pencils. I used to get pencils and want to stab them in the eye. I mean, give me a pencil on
Halloween?
Do
kids use pencils still?
I think so.
Like, it's all mechanical, right? Because I was a mechanical.
Nah, kids still use pencils.
Nah, we used
real
to
pencils?
Use number two, man.
They ain't using no number twos anymore.
Yeah, they are.
No way.
713-572-4610.
No way.
10.
Number it's two all pencil. Mechanical.
Do they still make those fat pencils? Remember the fat pencils were near first or second grade?
It's all mechanical now.
No, I disagree. I'll bet. 713-572-4610.
What's the point of a normal pencil?
They're cool. They smell great.
Cheap.
I collected them. Cheaper, too. I collected them.
They're cheap. I like to sharpen them real sharp.
Yeah, but the mechanical's already there for you.
So what? Enjoy the process. That's what Nick Casario says. But he has real pencils.
713-572-4610. Someone's talking about toothbrush and toothpaste.
No.
On Halloween.
No.
Who the hell? Like, who do you think you are? Like, you're
I would
so
get my kid
here
and turn
you go,
around.
Kid. You're going to eat too much candy, so let me be the creepy neighbor that's giving
that's
you
gonna
a
help.
Toothbrush. Go ahead and brush your teeth because your parents probably don't have a toothbrush and toothpaste for you. Who do you think you are? Give them the candy.
Yeah, exactly. Toothbrush.
Don't even pass out nothing.
They don't even want it when they go to the
turn
bed.
Your light
just
off.
Just turn your lights off and go to bed.
I'd make my kid put it back in the bucket. Let's go. We don't need to stay here.
Toothbrush. What do you think you are?
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. John McClain. Kind of feel like he tried to flex that football D yesterday with Lovey, and he confused him.
That's his buddy.
There's deception going on. By the way, John McClain joining us tomorrow on game day. Special edition of McClain and In the Loop on game day.
By the way, I want to say something.
You can wait. You got plenty to say tomorrow, okay? Here is John McClain trying to show off his football knowledge with Lovey Smith, and he's confusing the Texans defensive coordinator.
What's the key to rushing with four when you have so many guys blocking?
You know, that's a tough one. I still don't quite know if I understand the question you're saying.
You rush four and they keep the five.
And they're keeping five. All right, now I'm with you. Even when we blitz. To me, a good blitz is if you're getting a one-on-one situation. When they're keeping other guys in, they can't keep enough guys in where everybody is double-teamed and that guy has to win. Sometimes, John, it's just as simple as that.
Boy, the Houston Chronicle's trying to show off their football knowledge when they ask questions now, it seems.
Oh, you're talking about Brooks? Brooks is good. I like him.
No, Brooks is great.
Yeah.
He's doing an excellent job on that beat. Job on that beat. But sometimes the questions you're kind of trying
to... He had that one. What was it that I was like, come on, man, just tighten it up a little bit.
Coach, what's the difference between a 3-5 and 1 technique?
Can you repeat that question?
Was that your Lovey impression?
No.
Yeah, that was. Do that again.
Oh, was it?
No, do that Lovey impression again. You just did it.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that question? That don't sound like Lovey.
Now pretend Mo called.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that question?
Figgy's got that white voice going. Speaking of which, perfect transition. Titus Howard kind of disappointed me yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
because he could have just said what he was thinking, but he decided to kind of backtrack. And I'm not going to call it gutless because it's not that serious. But Titus, we all know what you're saying. Just go ahead and say it. Before we hear this, Figgy, hit me with an RC real quick. Please. Race car! We're going to see deceptive speed tomorrow in the highest form in Carolina. Mm-hmm. Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, that's it.
White running back.
That's it.
Much faster than he looks. There's no sugarcoating it. White running backs. Race car! White running backs. There aren't very many of them because, let's be honest, more times than not, white guys aren't fast enough to play running back. We're just being honest.
We're being real.
Jordy Nelson, you remember every time he would score a touchdown in Green Bay, there would be a, man, he is much faster than he looks. Why is that? Because he's white.
Yes, exactly.
And he looks slow because a lot of white guys are slow. This was Titus Howard talking about Davis Mills, quarterback of the Houston Texans, yesterday with the media types.
With Deshaun and Tyrod being mobile quarterbacks, they can extend plays a lot. A lot of people might not know it, but Davis is more athletic than he seems to be.
All right.
There we go.
It's true. You're right, Titus.
There we go.
He is more athletic than he seems to be.
But
why does he seem to be that way? Why is that, John?
Because he's white.
Mm-hmm. And he looks slow. Mm-hmm. So Titus was asked, one of the media types, to their credit, they said, what is it about him that makes him more athletic than he looks? Titus, all you had to say was, he's white, he's a little bit goofy, and he looks a little bit dopey, and he looks slow, and he can move decently. That's all Titus Howard had to say. That's it, Titus. No one would have been mad at you for that. And if they would have been, then they're just not accepting the truth. Here is Titus Howard being asked, what is it about Davis Mills? Why does Davis Mills look slower than he is?
I just think because he probably didn't showcase. Nobody has seen him do it in a game. But I've seen him at practice roll out of the pocket.
Come on.
Deliver a strike down the field to a guy. And I was like, wow, that's an impressive throw for a rookie.
Come on, man.
Just say it.
We all know.
It's okay.
You can say it.
We're here. It's just us.
Yeah.
Come on, Titus. That's all you got to say. We're going to see it tomorrow. Christian McCaffrey. My goodness. It's going to be an interesting game.
I don't even think of him. I think he's the exception to the rule. I've never thought of him as, deceptively fast. Never.
Oh, when you first saw him at Stanford, you weren't damn?
No. Remember, he was up for the Heisman a couple of years? He was just fast. It wasn't he's faster than
he seemed. So you just saw a white guy breaking these dudes off, and you were just like, oh, that's normal.
That dude's fast. Well, I didn't say that's normal. I'm saying that dude is just fast. I never thought of him as faster than he looked.
John, I've been watching the guy for I don't know how long now, and every time I see him outrun somebody,
because he's fast.
Look at that guy. No, I'm surprised every time.
Still.
I still don't expect him to do it.
To be fair, most times you're like, well, he looks faster. People say, he looks faster than he's faster than he looked. But McCaffrey, I never felt that. Dude can just fly. He can just hit that hole and go.
I'm shocked every time.
Yeah.
Every time Christian McCaffrey runs, I am shocked every damn time.
Every time.
Race car! Yeah, you are damn right. And unlike Titus Howard, I will say it.
Yeah.
That white boy looks slow and he is fast. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. This is something that is very important to us at Sports Radio 610. It is National Suicide Prevention Month. Many of us have known someone who's taken their own life. I know I do. And in the spirit of National Suicide Prevention Month, join us for some special programming of I'm Listening. It's a 2-hour show featuring some of the biggest names in music and sports. Seth Payne and Cecil Shorts. Our coworkers are actually going to partake in this. They'll be opening up about their own struggles and successes when it comes to mental health. That's going to be Friday night at 8 o'clock right here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. And please remember, you are not alone. For more information, go to imlistening.org.
And you need to listen. I'm talking to whomever out there has had, you talked about some of the struggles with, we all have had someone in our, well, not all, but a lot of us have had someone in our families who committed suicide or friends or whatever. There are a lot of people listening to us right now who have struggled with their mental health. Those are the people that need to be in Friday night at 8 o'clock. It's going to be very enlightening and very good.
Very, very good. Again, for more information, imlistening.org. Selling Davis Mills. The man who coached him at Stanford will sell you on Davis Mills. David Shaw, head coach of the Stanford Cardinal, next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.